The case against a Lewiston dentist accused of putting the health and safety of his patients in immediate jeopardy is significantly weaker than it was a few weeks ago. The Maine Board of Dental Practice today dismissed the majority of claims made against Dr. Jen Kippax. Kippax temporarily lost his license last February amidst allegations that he extracted the wrong teeth and continued painful procedures even though patients asked him to stop. Patty White joins me now with this update. So, Patty, Kippax seemed to win a major victory today.
The case isn't over yet, but his defense did get a big boost. When the dental board initially considered this case, they were looking at 5 patient complaints that amounted to 64 allegations. But after the hearing today, Friday, all but 4 of the allegations have been dismissed.
So what happened?
The dental boards held several hearings on Kippax's case. And at a hearing last month, an expert witness that was called by the state pretty well shattered their case. It was an oral surgeon from Johns Hopkins, and he testified that there's not enough evidence to show that Kippax deviated from the standard of care. And in light of that testimony, Kippax's attorney, James Bellow, made a motion to dismiss the allegations against his client. The state agreed to dismiss half of them, so the dental board considered the remaining 32 today, and they tossed out all but 4.
Now, to me as a layperson, hearing what you are describing, the allegations, and then the idea that they wouldn't diverge from the standard of care, on what basis were they dismissed?
Well, the board had to decide whether to grant or deny dismissals based on whether the allegations were more likely true than not true. And part of the challenge was that in many instances, they were weighing conflicting testimony between patients and then Dr. Kippax and his staff. This is largely a case of he said, she said. And the board went through each allegation one by one. They really scrutinized the wording. But by and large, they found that the state had not provided a preponderance of evidence that the allegations were more likely true than not true. And you could see that the board members struggled with this when they were trying to determine whether to dismiss an allegation. There were comments like, we're up against conflicting testimony. There were comments about how they didn't believe that patients lied about their experiences and that it was important to give weight to the patient's complaints and to really hear those complaints. But despite those concerns, ultimately they concluded when they looked at the allegations that the evidence just wasn't there to let those allegations stand.
You say the board had a tough time with this, and it sounds like it would be tough, but it's not surprising to me that they would be up against conflicting testimony, given that patients were saying this happened and Kippax was saying it doesn't. Why did they come down on his side in so many of those cases?
Well, they're looking at also records that were kept in the office about procedures and, you know, there were times where they felt that there was questionable practices, perhaps, but they didn't know if it crossed the line over into incompetence. You know, they talked about how there was a difference between being well-trained and not having empathy. And I think that was the struggle, was that there just wasn't enough solid evidence to support the allegations.
What was the reaction then from Dr. Kippax and his attorney?
Well, Kippax's attorney, James Bellow, spoke briefly to reporters afterwards, and he criticized the board for temporarily suspending Kippax's license last February before his client had a chance to defend himself. And I think he felt vindicated that once Kippax did have an opportunity, many of the allegations were dismissed, and he's optimistic about the remaining allegations. Here's what he had to say.
We look forward at the end of this month to presenting a defense on the remaining 3 2/3 allegations and are confident that after that, the board will dismiss all of the remaining allegations and the complaints.
And I should point out that he's saying that there are 3 2/3 allegations because one of the remaining allegations was partially dismissed.
What's next?
As Attorney Bellow mentioned, there's going to be a hearing at the end of the month for the remaining 4 allegations, or 3 2/3. And this will be the first time that Kippax will be able to present his own witnesses. And the board will consider that testimony before it makes an ultimate decision on what, if any, disciplinary action to take against Kippax.
Okay, thank you so much, Patty.